But before we get to something that almost had me in tears last night, George is in Cleveland Heights. Hi, George.
Hey, George.
I can't tell you too how much I enjoy your show.
It's hard.
I could try.
It's hard.
Deshaun, new and improved. I believe that Deshaun is our, in case of emergency, break glass quarterback. Dylan Gabriel, obviously a pick of Kevin Stefanski. They're thought partners. They walk alike. They talk alike. You can lose your mind. Shador Sanders, I don't believe, was Barry or Stefanski's pick. That video clip that we saw of the two of them, you know, just following the announcement of the pick that Stefanski claimed was just out of sync, I believe that that was the honest look on their faces when they got that call from Jimmy Haslam. And Shador's pick has Haslam's fingerprints all over it. Just like I don't believe that Deshaun Watson was Barry's or Stefanski's pick. And thanks for hearing me out.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we're listening.
All right. Haslam likes flashy quarterbacks. He likes narcissistic quarterbacks because Jimmy's a narcissist. So we're going back to Johnny Manziel and Deshaun and now the drama queen Shador, where Haslam's doing. Barry and Stefanski were following their draft process. We didn't let Shador fall to us. We traded up to get him, which makes no sense at all. And you spoke a short time ago about how the acquiring of Shador just doesn't make sense, and it doesn't. And I don't believe the issue is, do we Cleveland fans like Dylan? The issue is, does Stefanski like Shador? And I appreciate you offering me the opportunity to express my thoughts.
There, George.
Thank you, George.
It's one of the reasons we're here.
Yes.
Thank you for the phone call.
Jeff,
that.
Can we just do a little inside baseball on that shot?
Can we do a group sigh?
Three, yes. Two, one.
You mean draft Kevin Andrew Berry with Jimmy behind him?
We've been a part of too many productions in our day, mm-hmm. and I kind of don't believe that was – it's not in real time.
It doesn't have to be. Can be in real time, but it doesn't have to be.
Yeah, I don't think it was in – either the producer made a decision to roll it back from the moment the pick went, and then roll it, or they punch to it hot. And if they punch to it hot,
that's TV talk right there.
But if they punch to it at the moment that you see it on,
hot. Punch to it hot.
If you see that at the moment that the pick went out, that when we all found out, I mean, they had known for a good minute and a half that they were picking him at that point. That's why I kind of question what that video really is or was. Because, you know, like when they go around, sure. when someone gets picked in the draft, they often go back and show you the moment of that pick.
Yeah.
And you see all the family and friends go crazy. Like, I don't know. Did they cut to it immediately after? Or if they did, that means they were probably a minute 30 away from when the pick actually happened. When you see the families go crazy, they're seeing it in the same real time you are. Or like during the NCAA tournament.
Andy's going TV on me here.
Well, Jeff, am I right or wrong?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Speaking of television.
Yes.
Last night, the debut of the Bill Belichick era with the North Carolina Tar Heels. He took over a football team. I think they were 6-7 last year under Mack Brown. So, you know, it's not like he took over Alabama after Saban. 6-7. Bringing a lot of different guys, trying different things. Opening drive, went right down the field, scored, 83-yard drive, something like that.
I thought they looked good on that first drive.
And then they got smoked. Was it 48-14? I don't even remember the final score because it's insignificant.
Yeah,
41 straight points, I think it was, that TCU put up. Point is, they got smoked. After the game, Bill Belichick had to do his first post-game college press conference. And I will tell you, I was curious. I was wondering, what's this going to be like? Is it going to be like his NFL, where he treats the media with complete disdain, doesn't bother to answer a question unless he wants to, isn't necessarily cordial? And it worked for Bill. I'll never say that he needed to do better or differently, because it worked for him.
Mm-hmm.
That was his thing. He won Super Bowl, just won six of them. Did great. But I wondered, what's it going to be like when you are representing a school and an alumni base And you need donors. You don't just have to please Robert Kraft. You've got to suck up the people who are. You've got to put out a good face for your team, for your school.
It's Bill. I don't think he cares. I don't think he cares about donors.
You might think he doesn't care, but listen to the way he answered questions last night.
Can I set the stage a smidge on this, dude?
By all means.
So Bill Belichick is doing this on a stage in front of a podium where he's standing.
In a hoodie.
In a hooded sweatshirt with a Carolina blue and white balloon arch behind him.
Okay.
Just wanted to make sure everyone knew that.
Okay. And Bill responded to questions in this fashion.
They just outplayed us. They outcoached us. I mean, they were just better than we were. That's all there was to it. They controlled both sides of the line of scrimmage. Their skilled players played well, and they did a lot more things right than we did. So, you know, give them credit for being the better team. They certainly deserve it.
Did he go to media training? What? You too at the Kevin Stefanski School of Answering Questions can give answers with insight like that.
Like real words, not just.
Bill answered that question. Let me give you the NFL equivalent. Had that happen, he was coaching New England. We got our butts kicked. Next question.
On to Cincinnati.
We got our butts kicked. Next question. Do I need to say anything more? We got our butts kicked. Next question. But no, he kept getting questions. He was asked about the message and all kinds of different things. Here's another Bill answer from last night.
You know, we played competitively, but then just couldn't sustain it. So obviously we have a lot of work to do. We need to do a better job all the way around. Coaching, playing, just wasn't up to what it needs to be, and I know we're a lot better than that. So give TCU credit. They came in and did a good job, and they were clearly the better team. They deserved to win, and they did it decisively.
I almost cried.
Who are you?
I know. I almost cried.
Who are you?
I gotta be honest. This isn't Bill?
Yes, it is. It's the real Bill. I'll be honest with you. This is real Bill. I think it is.
What do you mean, real Bill?
I think the Bill we saw in press conferences in New England after it was like – Bill not wanting to be there, Bill not wanting to deal with the media, Bill having the power.
That's the real Bill.
That is actually, it's not the real Bill.
This is the Bill. I'm representing a university, and I guess I have to be something other than rude.
What was Bill like his first year back in 1991?
I covered Bill when he was here in 1991.
Yeah.
And he didn't go out of his way, and that was okay. I mean, he was not a delight to deal with.
Jeff, I watched him once do a skit on Channel 8, how to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. It might have been on his own show, the Bill Belichick Show.
The Bill Belichick
Show. I watched him do an entire skit about how to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. He has personality. He just chose not to show it.
Yeah, for like 29 years.
My favorite was the my favorite was the draft when he put the dog at the chair. Was that during the pandemic?
That was great on ESPN.
That was probably one of my favorite moves he's ever made.
It was weird to listen to Bill say politically correct things and do things that, having listened to him since he came to the Browns, made me think, oh my gosh, it's not, oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's not the typical Bill we're used to seeing, but I think.
Can he pull that off moving forward?
Not if they lose like this again next week.
And some of the questions that were asked, and the guys are sitting there doing their press conferences with different media outlets, but some of the questions that were asked, and I was listening to it on ESPN last night, made me think, if this is the NFL, he's going to rip this guy. What's going to happen? TCU certainly played a terrific game, and they deserved to win. They played much better than we did, and I thought, wow, come on, man. It's not Bill.
Jeff, at some point, if he gets frustrated, he's either going to send Michael Lombardi or Freddie Kitchens down to do the interviews.
He can do that.
Who's going to find him? Who's finding him? The ACC?
Maybe. I don't know.
Who's going to – and does he care?
Maybe the university president. Hey. We're paying you a lot of money. We hired you because we want you to be the face of this thing.
It is so cute that you think that anybody has more power than him there.
I think this is a different deal, Andy.
I don't.
He had to make one person content in New England, and that was Bob Kraft.
Yeah.
You got a lot of people you're dealing with now. I mean, you got a fan base, and it's not a pro fan base. Pro fan base is people buy their tickets and they call us and they, you know, and they scream for their team. College fan bases write checks. And if you don't put out the face that certain people want you to put out, or if you embarrass my university, well, I'm not writing you the check. And then all of a sudden, the athletic director's like, ah. And then all of a sudden, the president's doing the same thing. And all of a sudden, Bill's getting called into a meeting. Hey, you can't be a jerk in press conferences. This isn't New England. And he's like, well, I don't care. Okay, well, good. Well, then Freddie Kitchens is going to get the job. Let's go. Freddie will be nice.
I'm sure they had this conversation 1,000 times before he took the job.
I'm sure they did.
And I am sure
that. But can he pull it off?
Bill is not going to change.
He just did. He just did.
I'm telling you that when
it's. Dano, cue up another one of those softball answers.
I believe this is who he's been his entire career.
No, I disagree with you.
He has. We choose to dwell on the times that his fuse was short.
Play it, Dano. Play it.
You know, we played competitively, but then just couldn't sustain it. So, obviously, we have a lot of work to do. We need to do a better job all the way around. Coaching, playing, just wasn't up to what it needs to be. And I know we're a lot better than that. So, give TCU credit. They came in and did a good job. And they were clearly the better team. They deserved to win, and they did it decisively.
As opposed to in New England, we sucked. What more do you want me to say?
Jeff? If he doesn't want to do the press conference, he's going to send Michael Lombardi, or he is going to send Freddie Kitchens. I mean,
no,
he's got
not.
Guys that have NFL.
Son Steve,
or he'll send his kid. He could send. I mean, I'm
not Prefer, happening.
Mike Prefer's won an
Andy,
NFL playoff game.
The
he
guy.
Could go.
The head coach is
right.
The head coach is the king of the kingdom.
He could send Mike Prefer to the press
Belichick
conference every week.
Was he's the NFL care. Equivalent of a college head coach? He was as close to a college head coach as you were going to get in the NFL. Where it was his kingdom.
Okay.
It's not Kevin Stefanski's kingdom. It's not even Mike Tomlin's kingdom.
It's not like, by the way, I enjoyed listening to Nick Saban last night. I thought he gave more insight than we've heard. And by the way, did you not hear
him?
Well,
he's allowed to now. That's his job now. Hi, give us insight, will you?
I don't know. And then he had Bills back because they were former, you know, buddies at the Browns.
Pals with the Browns.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's wonderful. Nonetheless, Bill made me cry.
No, you didn't. Stop it.
It felt bad for him, if you want to know the truth. I really did. A lot of guys played college football over the weekend who will be under consideration to be drafted with a first-round pick by the Cleveland Browns. We started today our look at next year's potential first-round draft choices for the Browns. How'd those quarterbacks do coming up on Baskin and Phelps?